I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Johnny Mosley podcast. There's new ones every Monday. You can find them online at radioalice.com or at radio.com. Subscribe. He is so charming. He's delightful.
He's trying to break out of that. Wait, no, he's not.
No, he isn't.
He's got it made. Why did you, the other day you were painting it like, well, he peaked when he was a kid and skiing, and now he's just Johnny, the Olympic gold medalist. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the matter with that? I mean,
if only he would like elaborate on that.
Hey, dude, if you want, go hang an Uber shingle out and go drive around or be Johnny Mosley the whole time.
Well, that's what he's busy doing on his podcast. You can find a new episode every Monday.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart.
All right. What do they have to say today? I can't wait.
There's only one day left until Valentine's Day. Visit 888 Brannan and take advantage of up to 70% savings, plus personal customer service to provide endless amounts of support. You know where you won't find this level of support. Sarah's house after she takes off her work clothes. Unclasp the savings at sfgcjm.com. That's sfgcjm.com.
There was no support yesterday. Free like a bird.
Oh, you
shoveling stuff, just like
the muffins were all
muffins
over the place.
Muffins were just all over my back at one point. I mean, it's crazy. They just go nuts.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. It's not ridiculous.
They don't reach your back, you liar.
Sure they do.
No,
they
don't.
Around, sometimes they sit on my shoulders. I mean, they just migrate to my forehead.
China is reporting 254 new deaths with a spike.
You
know what's so weird? One of the stories I was reading last night before I finally pushed my iPad aside and said I'm going to sleep was they somehow, the person writing it was like, it seemed like they were about to contain this thing, and then another spike. And I'm thinking, when did we see anyone report that there was containment?
You reported yesterday that it was like the first day that the number of cases
of less
had dropped.
That's not containment.
But still, it seemed like an improvement. That's the only thing I've heard that was good news. And today it's like
254
oh, well.
New deaths and a spike in virus cases, more than 15,000.
Jesus. That's a ton.
The virus has now spread to 20 countries. Japan is reporting its first death. We now have more than 1,300 dead and 59,000 cases, it looks like.
Every little tweak that's happening in my body, like, I'm like, oh, that's it. I must have it. Like, is everyone running as paranoid as that? Like, my throat was a little bit sore. I'm like, oh, my throat's sore. Oh, no. Oh, my kid had diarrhea the other day. I probably shouldn't have said that.
Oh, jeez. It's not a kid anymore. That's a grown man.
Oh, God, the coronavirus. It's like a flu.
He's a grown-up. Why is he even telling you?
Because we are family. And he wasn't feeling good. I mean, the kid was sick. I'm like, oh, no. Take him to the CDC. Get him out of here.
Ah, jeez. Come on, yeah,
please,
right?
Are you kidding me? You showed me pictures of your pride and joy the other day. They're always going to be your kids. No matter how old they get. You'll be proud when they poo.
Well, all right. I can't argue that, although we did have a pretty specific bad case of trouble. Mm. But anyway, let's move on. In your lifetime, will you see a flying car?
Yes. I plan to live like another 300 years, so my guess is I'll probably see it. I have all kinds of plans. Want to hear some?
Back to the Future movies promised we'd be getting flying cars by 2015.
Mm.
And that came and went.
It did. The hoverboard also not really a thing.
7 out of 10 people say they no longer believe we'll see flying cars in our lifetime. Yeah. And I don't believe we will either.
I think
we're going to see it become very regular that cars drive themselves.
Yeah.
That radar technology is so clearly
we're getting there.
Being tested everywhere. In fact, I feel like when that goes wide, I'm going to say we were at ground zero for that.
Yeah.
They're
we're
being
at ground
tested
zero for a lot of stuff.
All around us in this very building and all the stop signs that are in this yep. little area, this corridor,
you
whatever
see
you want to
call it. Things, the big apparatus
they're
on
everywhere.
Top. It's so cool. I'm very excited. I think flying cars are going
to
happen.
And I used to see more of the Google driving cars on 280 all the time.
Yeah.
I don't see them as much anymore. So I don't know where they're testing those now. But
well, probably in traffic situations. I think that's where, you know, it's one thing to drive on the highway and stay in your lane. And, mm-hmm. you know, that seems like they got that down. I think it's more like, you know, making a left-hand turn or four-way stops. I mean, those things can be tricky. But once all the cars are networked together, it's going to solve all the traffic problems.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Because hacking will never happen
no.
to
well,
a network
me,
of cars in
never.
Any particular area.
Nope.
All right. Well, good.
Mm-hmm. And the same thing with the flying cars. We're
the survey says flying cars, no time
Yay!
Soon. No time soon.
No, well, pretty soon.
Not anytime soon.
Next 300 years for sure.
I remember they were invented already. It's just that they yeah. can't get the traffic going for the flying
it's
cars.
It's not
going right?
to. Yeah.
I thought
no
it
way.
Was a fuel issue. Like, you know, it'd be suck if you were crossing the bay and in your flying
ran
car.
Ran out of gas, yeah.
Ran out of gas.
Right.
Hopefully it doubles as a boat.
One in 10, speaking of hacking, one
yes.
in 10 Americans uses stalkerware to track partners and exes.
Say that again, one in 10?
One in 10 Americans uses stalkerware to what? Track partners and exes.
What is stalkerware?
It's stuff that you can, they say there's a booming market for apps that track your phone without your knowledge, siphoning off a call and text records, photos, and more.
Wow.
To send to the person who secretly installed the spy app.
So all they have to do is get a hold of your phone for
I
a
guess.
Minute?
It's called
Damn.
Stalkerware, and according to a poll released on Wednesday by antivirus provider NortonLifeLock, one in 10 Americans admits to using it on their partner's or ex's devices. Men are more likely, are more than twice as likely than women to use the apps.
Surprising.
I'm going to tell you, I think I've told you this story before, but I had a friend who, we hung out. We're good friends. I love the guy. I didn't talk to him for a little while, though, and we didn't live near each other, so I didn't see him for a bit. And
but
then
you pick it back up when you get in touch.
See him after few months or something, and he explains to me that he'd fallen in love with this lady he met, and then it got so weird that he found himself renting a car and a costume and driving around following her to see if she was cheating on him. And I'm standing
was
there
she?
Yes, but that's not the point.
It was like a free PI, you know? He found out for himself.
The point was, as I'm hearing this story and I'm falling out of my chair, that's a line you shouldn't even consider crossing. If someone makes you feel that unhealthy about what you're in, bail.
Nah,
you're already in over your head.
I'm praying that she's going to the supermarket like she said she was doing.
I couldn't
I'm going to rent a car, put on a clown costume. What's wrong with that? It's much worse things.
Went into a rental car place, got a car.
Mm-hmm.
Got a costume, so there was no possible way of sighting.
I wonder what a PI would cost to have them follow your person.
Don't.
Is it less than the cost of renting a car and a costume?
Probably more than doing it yourself.
Plus then, you know, you actually have photographic evidence of it with the PI where, you know, you can just go home and cry because you all your worst fears were realized.
These apps we're talking about where you can track your partner are often marketed as theft protection or child monitoring tools.
Mm.
The app runs in the background, so victims receive no notification that someone has installed stalkerware on their device. Often people don't even think to look at their device to see what apps are even there.
Right. No.
In fact,
just
I know.
Hide it on the second page of your junk.
Oh, I don't even have my
folder.
Phone here. I don't even have a second page on my phone. I've completely whittled it down to the minimum.
Hmm.
But I know that my partner has 15 pages of apps.
I can't find anything on John's phone. I actually have two pages. The first page is all stuff, nothing in a folder, things I use all the time. Second page, junk that they won't let me delete. Because there's a bunch of crap on your phone that they're like, no, you have that, and that's that. I have a.
I got rid of all that stuff.
The
too.
Find My Friends, Find My iPhone thing. That actually, you can track people pretty accurately.
Yeah,
with that
there you
too,
go.
You know, I make my kids turn that on.
I don't have
it
that.
It drains my battery.
I don't care. You can't find a charger. I need to know where you're at.
Why do you need to know where I'm at?
I don't need to know where you're at.
I know, but I'm being
your
kid. I'm a grown. I'm in Berkeley. I'm working hard.
Who's paying for that? That kid I'm not worried about. It's the other one.
Oh.
Well, because a lot of times he goes to concerts in the city. Yeah. And he goes, you know, takes an Uber into the city. I just want to be able to know where he is. So I'm like, please, for my
peace
of mind.
We're going to one of those gentlemen clubs in the TL that Bryn always talks about.
Okay,
yeah,
fine.
I always talk about that.
I just, you know.
I frequent those.
I want to be able to see that you're on your way home or that you're on your way. I want to be able to see where you are. You live under my roof. I worry about you. I, you know, but I didn't secretly turn it on because I can't access the kid's phone, even though I pay for it.
Wow. Bitter.
I'm not bitter. I just want to know that everyone in my family's safe.
All right.
Must be that keto diet.
Yeah, it is the keto diet, everybody.
Shut up.
All the people are writing in. It's the keto diet.
No, it isn't. It's fine.
How about a fast fact? Did you quit the keto diet?
No.
Nope, then it's that.
No, it isn't.
One of the most popular slang terms in the 1800s was, "My name is Haynes," which you'd say if you wanted to quickly end a conversation or leave the room.
Why?
I have no idea, and I don't understand.
This is what
it.
I don't like about the fast facts.
At
I love
all.
The fast facts.
My name is Haynes, and then you leave.
Is it because you're going to see my ass as it walks out the door? Like, were Haynes underwear available
it's
at that time?
It's not spelt like Haynes underwear.
Oh, H-A-I-N-S-E-S?
Right. My name is Haynes.
Maybe Haynes famously left some meeting.
I have no idea.
Look that up. I got to know. Because I'm going to start using that.
Italy?
Hold on.
It originated from Thomas Jefferson and some dude named Haynes.
And what's the story?
Well, he at some point, I guess he said it. My name is Haynes, meaning I have to leave now, and it gained momentum. I don't know.
And then everyone caught it.
Right now, yeah. So,
huh?
I have to do more research about that. But
all right,
Thomas Jefferson.
Research away.
Italy, Germany, and England call syphilis French disease.
Oh.
Russia calls it Polish disease.
Yeah.
Poland calls it German disease. Denmark and Portugal call it Spanish disease, and Turkey calls it Christian disease. We call it syphilis.
Yeah. I wish we could. We should call it Europe disease.
God.
They're all blaming each other over there. Yeah, I got another round of that European disease.
The screenwriter for Castaway spent a week alone on a deserted island for research. A volleyball washed up on the shore, and that's where he got the idea for Wilson.
And Wilson was born.
How do you like that?
Wilson! I love Wilson. I loved that movie.
Castaway.
Yeah. That was great. Tom Hanks. Wow.
Well, right.
Remember he has to use the ice skate to kick the tooth out of his mouth? Come on.
Nobody would have predicted when seeing him for the first time on Bosom Buddies that he was going to become the biggest TV star of all time.
No, the biggest movie star of all time.
Oh, sorry. Movie star. Right.
That's the biggest star.
Right. You're not going to cry. Nicole's crying,
oh,
too. What's
God,
wrong with you?
Because that scene is so... Oh, God. Listen
so
to the music.
Sad.
It's so sad. He's I'm so sorry, Wilson.
He's actually crying. Oh, man, this keto diet's getting to you.
Keto diet.
That's not what it is.
Ruin your life.
I'm a very emotional person.
There's a 44-year-old guy named Matthew Flaherty. He was on a flight last year from London to Iceland when he started drinking straight gin out of the bottle. He got wasted, as you'd expect.
London to Iceland?
Hitting on a female passenger, and when she said, please leave me alone, he started cursing her out.
Oh.
And then screaming he was going to kill her family. And then he shouted more death threats at the flight crew. Then he took his cell phone apart and started eating the pieces. He also left the battery on his seat, and it started smoking. Flight attendant dunked it in water to get it to stop. The pilots decided to divert the flight to an airport in Scotland where Matthew was escorted off the plane and arrested.
Oh boy, this happened really quickly once he got on that flight.
Court this week and pleaded guilty to several charges, including disorderly conduct and making violent threats. He'll be sentenced next month. What does that guy get?
I don't know.
That's a long letter he had to write. I'll tell you that. That the apology.
A long apology. And, I mean, from London, they divert to Scotland. Like they, I mean, they barely take it off. I mean, this guy was just on a tear. He gets 3 months in rehab and a year in jail.
All right.
Not even. He doesn't get a year in jail. No one got hurt. He gets 3 months in rehab and probation for 2 years.
All right.
Thank God I'm not a judge. I just don't know how to decide. It just, you hear one crime's punishment versus another one. You go, how did that guy get this and this guy gets all that?
Yeah, the old man, 24 weeks in jail.
It's incredible. It's too much.
Just listen to his classical music so loud.
He couldn't even hear them.
He's deaf. He can't help it. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697. Please don't text and drive. We'd love to hear from you guys, though. Jeff Bezos' new girlfriend has the craziest plastic surgery.
Yeah,
he needs to upgrade and stay single. I don't know. Maybe they like each other. Yeah.
You know, you find your people. Surround yourself. She's known him since back in the day.
Vinny, what's the weighted gravity blanket you mentioned a few weeks ago? I think your wifey uses it. What's the brand and pounds? As always, I love the show. She got it at a Sleep Number store, so it's made by them. The first one she got was 20 pounds, which was, I think, a bit heavy. And I think the new one that she has is 10 pounds.
Oh.
So that's what it is.
I was actually thinking about, I have the 20-pound one.
And too
I'm
heavy?
Like, no. I'm like.
Oh, you're going to go higher?
Well, John doesn't like it because he says it hurts like his feet and his elbows and stuff. Like they get stuck in the wrong position underneath it.
I'm not into it either.
Just fold it in half and pull the whole thing over onto me. Like that thing crushes me. And I'm sleeping a pretty soft Sleep Number setting. So I'm like under it and just like. It's like a layer of concrete over the top. And you're like, you can't move if you wanted to. It's so nice.
Yeah, I don't like that. I'm glad that you like it. She loves it, too. I'm not interested in that feeling at all.
It's filled with, like, glass beads or something. I don't know. Like, almost like a glass sand. It's great.
OMG. Get out of here, Sarah.
What'd I do now?
Married at First Sight is way better than Stupid Survivor. LOL, I love the drama.
Oh. It just seems like, you know, we're not taking marriage seriously. Like,
oh,
you can have a show.
Bachelor
like,
does, but this is the last straw.
Listen, at least they don't wind up married.
All right.
You know? Listen, I agree. That show's stupid, too. But Survivor's amazing. That's just like a test of the human spirit.
I know. I can't wait till like 4 o'clock this afternoon when I'm home and I'm sitting down. I can watch the whole 2-hour episode in no rush.
Right. Leisurely.
I'll even let the commercials play.
Oh, you won't do that.
Yeah, I will.
Why? Because you're on your
iPad.
Stop it. No.
Because I don't care.
Listen, here's what we agreed this morning. Because I was the only one who could watch the whole 2-hour thing.
Right.
We're all going to watch it today.
Pulled some scam and get
it
early.
I know. I don't know how I did it. John did it. We have agreed that we're all going to be done watching Survivor for the week that Friday morning. So not today, not the day after, but on Friday we'll have an extensive breakdown.
Tomorrow morning
we'll
talk about it a little. Okay. What's coming up in the trash?
I'm going to start with a SWAT team that had to come to a room because of Gene Simmons.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.